Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Gail Fast, Vice President of Health Promotion Services with L&T Health and Fitness, and I'm very excited to be here today to talk to you about health screenings. L&T Health and Fitness has been working with the National Volunteer Fire Council on delivering screenings across the country at many of the trade shows. So hopefully we had an opportunity to screen some of you in blood pressure, body composition, and cholesterol. What I want to talk about today is the importance of health screenings, and the reason why I'd like to discuss it is that one of the leading, if not number one, cause fatalities is heart attack. And just to let you all know that heart attack is caused when the coronary artery, which delivers blood to the heart, is blocked. Many of the causes of the blockage can include increased levels of what's known as the bad cholesterol, or the LDL, which is very sticky and sticks to the artery walls. It forms plaque and breaks off, then, of course, travels through the bloodstream. And when it gets lodged in the coronary artery, which is the major artery leading to the heart, it blocks that passage of blood. And essentially anything past that, like the rest of the heart muscle tissue, ends up dying. And then after that, of course, a heart attack ensues. Of course, the cholesterol is one of the major factors for that blockage. And why this is really important is because many times firefighters, which has been noted in a lot of the research that has gone out, are unaware that they actually have some blockage in their arteries. And without that knowledge or that past knowledge of knowing what is going on inside, it's very hard to really get a true sense of, how we're living. One of the other things that I think is important to know is that hypertension or high blood pressure, which can also be a cause of heart attack, can also or is one of the leading causes of stroke, which is a brain attack. And a brain attack really follows the same similar pattern as a heart attack, except the blockage that I talk about happens in the carotid artery, which is the major artery that leads to the brain. So it's really important that early detection of some of these symptoms, such as high blood pressure and cholesterol, are very important so that we can sort of prepare for these attacks. One of our most effective detection processes is through a regular health screening. And I really do recommend, if you haven't had your blood pressure or your cholesterol checked, that you try to get that done on an annual basis. Guidelines and screening recommendations really say that blood pressure should be checked every year beginning at age 20, and cholesterol, a full lipid cholesterol, where you actually would do a fasting test so we could get an opportunity to see that quote-unquote bad cholesterol, should be done every 5 years beginning at age 20. After age 40, it's recommended that that is done on an annual basis. So you can see that blood pressure and cholesterol, which we talk about, really are some of the leading causes of things that firefighters really want to be aware of, because it is one of your leading causes of fatalities, or things that should be done or started at a very early age. There are some other important screenings or detections that also need to be incorporated into our healthy lifestyle. And just as an FYI, it is really important, because early detection of any disease is really your best chance of survival. And so the following other screenings are recommended. We do recommend for women that they do a breast self-exam on a monthly basis. We generally say that any time, 7 to 10 days, usually following your period, is the best time to do it, but to have a clinical breast exam annually. And that should occur, again, after the age of 20, where you go into your physician and you meet with them on an annual basis to have that clinical breast exam. Again, as women age, mammograms become very important, and screening guidelines and recommendations say that all women should have a baseline mammogram at age 40, and then annually after that. certainly if there's any preconditions or family history of breast cancer, your physician would probably recommend that you have your baseline mammogram at an earlier age. But that's certainly something that you and your physician can talk about, given your family history. It's also very important for men to really be doing some testicular self-exams. We really recommend, and the screening guidelines say that you should be doing them at least once a year, beginning at age 15. Again, the most important factor when it comes to screening is getting to know your own body. It's the same thing with breast exams and testicular self-exams. You are your best doctor or person who can assign those symptoms. So it's really important that you get a sense of, you know, on a monthly or an annual basis of, you know, how your body functions. We also recommend for both men and women that they have a digital rectal exam. Certainly for women, that could be done during your annual gynecological checkup when your clinical breast exam is done, but certainly men and women from age 40 on should be getting a digital rectal exam for really trying to do an early detection or screening for colorectal cancer. For men, we do recommend that they have a PSA or a prostate-specific antigen exam every screening every year starting at age 50. Prostate cancer is a slow-growing cancer, but nevertheless, at the age of 50, men become more susceptible to it. So it's very important that we are screened at that point. The same thing for women when it comes to osteoporosis. As we get closer to menopause, it's very important that we have our bone density measured. And so we do tell women that generally you can have a baseline bone density screening or DEXA screening, generally at age 40, somewhere between age 40 and 45. And then after age 50 or as you get closer into menopause on a more regular basis. Again, that would be something that you would check with your physician based on some genetic predisposition or some family history. We also recommend that colonoscopies and sigmoidoscopies be done starting at age 50. It's usually when you celebrate your 50th birthday, you get your colonoscopy prescription. But those are very important for also the early detection for colorectal cancer. So these are many of the screenings that we really do recommend that individuals do. And I can't stress today, and I know don't have a whole lot of time, about the importance of really this early detection, and health screenings are really the best way to do it. It's really been exciting for us to travel with the National Volunteer Fire Council and screen many of you. We've had some amazing results in terms of people for the first time having their blood pressure checked or getting to know their cholesterol numbers and then taking that information and going back to their personal physicians and putting together an action plan. They've come back in subsequent years to tell us and thank us for pretty much you know, putting them on a great path, reducing their cholesterol levels and reducing their blood pressure through an active program, an active intervention with their own physician. Well, thank you all for listening. And if you'd like to get some more information on the NVFC's Heart Healthy Firefighter Program, please go to www.healthy-firefighter.org. Again, thank you very much, and I look forward to speaking with you all again.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.